Good evening. Welcome to the Gypsy for You Talk Radio Show. I hope you all had a good day so far. I'd like to start off the show today with a very talented and interesting guest. He is the master tattoo artist, the Gypsy.
How are you doing this evening?
How you doing, Gypsy? It's been a long time. I'm glad to see you.
Well, I'm doing great, and you look like you're doing pretty well this evening yourself.
Well, thank you. You know, I think you're such a great person and a very talented tattoo artist. I had the pleasure of working with you several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to share your thoughts with the people out there on what motivated you to become a tattoo artist.
It was totally by accident.
Really?
It was not planned at all. I actually was in art school at the time up in Kansas City, and somebody had sent a portfolio of mine to Hallmark Cards. And Hallmark Cards called me in for an interview. They wanted to sign me to a contract. And I talked with their representative, and I read through the contract and said any and all work that I did over the next 15 years belonged exclusively to Hallmark.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I couldn't see someone owning my soul for 15 years, and I was 19 years old at the time.
Well, that is a long time.
that's a very long time. And I looked at the guy and I said, well, does this mean that you can come into my house, pick out a painting that I have hanging on the wall and say, that's ours? And he said, well, you know, technically, I said, no, wait a minute, this is a simple yes or no question. Yes, you can. No, you can't. And he said, well, theoretically, yes, we can. And I said, uh-huh, theoretically, I'm going to have to think about this.
Right.
And I left, knowing that I wouldn't go back. I hope they're still not holding that contract because it's pretty moldy by now. But anyway, I was going home and I was trying to think of a way to kill time because my mom's big dream had always been for me to go to work for Hallmark Cards. That was her big dream,
right.
You know, but it wasn't my big dream. And on my way home, I went by a tattoo studio. And, you know, I thought, I've never been in one of these places. I wonder if it's like what they show in the movies. I think I'll just stop in and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped in and asked the old boy that was working there. I said, can I watch your tattoo? Yeah, but don't talk to me. Oh, okay. Excuse the hell out of me. Fine. No problem. I won't talk to you, dude. Well, 14 hours later, when he locked the door, I was still there.
Really? That's a long time.
That's a hell of a long time. And as he locked the door, he said, so when are you wanting to start to learn how to tattoo? I kind of laughed. I said, what makes you think I want to learn how to tattoo? He said, boy, let me tell you something. He said, I've been tattooing for 28 years. He said, I'm a third generation tattoo artist. He said, my pappy tattooed before me and his pappy before him. He said, nobody sits for 14 hours straight, watch me work, that don't want to learn. I said, yeah, well, I'm going to have to think about this. He said, yeah, right, I'll see you in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I got home
around,
oh, gosh, must have been somewhere around 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and my mom's up waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Where you been? What'd they say at, you know, Hallmark? When you gonna start work? I said, well, Mom, thing of it is, I'm going to have to think about it. And she says, what? I said, I'm going to have to think about it. I don't think I'm going to go to work for Hallmark. She says, well, what do you mean you're not going to go to work for Hallmark? I said, just what I said. I don't think I'm going to work for Hallmark. She said, well, what are you going to do then? I said, well, I think I'll become a tattoo artist. She screamed and fainted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Now here it is. Here it is. What, 30, almost 33 years later. January 6th,
wow.
I'll make 33 years. And I am still tattooing.
So you really love it.
Well, yeah, I must. I've been in this for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you meet so many interesting people. I mean, we've worked together before in the past, and, you know, as I recall, there were a few interesting people we have met together.
Well, there's a lot of interesting people out there. Run across them all the time. I mean, in my business, you figure I do close to 1,200 people a year.
That is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And that's including me.
Yeah. I've done your tattoo. I sure have on your back. As a matter of fact, it's the first time that I ever tattooed my name on somebody that I wasn't actually tattooing my name, but their name. So you both share the name Gypsy. It's kind of weird, to say the least, you know.
Yeah, well, you designed it very well.
Well, thank you.
You know, you're stationed out of Kansas, am I right?
Yeah, my main studio is in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And
if someone was to want to get in touch with you, you know, get some work from you, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, what they would do is there's several ways to get a hold of me. I'm a real easy guy to get a hold of. First off, they can go to my main website, which is www.ubtattooed.com. That's UBTAT2D.com. Another way they can get a hold of me is through my MySpace page, myspace.com/UBTattooed. UBTAT2D. Another way they can get a hold of me is through my BikerOrNot.com page, which is BikerOrNot.com/UBTAT2D. Are you noticing the pattern here? Everything
oh, yeah.
is UBTattooed.
Oh, yeah.
They can also call my toll-free number,
okay.
which is 877-BODYARTS. That's 877-BDYARTS. And or they can just call the direct line to the studio, which is 620-331-5938. So I'm a pretty easy guy to get a hold of. It isn't real difficult to get a hold of me.
Oh, that's great. That's really great because, you know, I know a lot of people always looking for a really good tattoo artist that they could trust. And I know for sure that you're definitely that guy.
Well, I hope I'm that guy. I mean, this past summer I accomplished something that only 23 other people have accomplished.
And what was that?
I am now certified by the Alliance of Professional Tattooists as a master tattoo artist. I'm one of only 24 people in the world that have that designation.
Wow, that is so great.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important, you know.
That's
you definitely
extremely
want someone like that to do your tattoo.
Oh yeah, because that isn't a certification that's just handed to anybody.
That's right.
You know, when they
you
give
know,
you that certification,
I
you got to earn
say,
it.
I heard that you have this fabulous art in Australia. You want to tell me about that?
Oh yeah. Well, actually, it's a museum in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, I found out about it a few years ago. And I had no idea, but I was up at Sturgis, and
mm-hmm.
somebody I was working on was from Australia, and he had informed me that he had come looking for me up at Sturgis just because he had seen my work in the Australian Traveling Museum. I guess it's put on by the Australian Arts Council.
Wow.
And what it does is Australia is such a big country with a lot of outback, as they call it, you know, wilderness.
Yeah.
And what they do is they have this traveling museum, this traveling art museum that goes around Australia and goes out in these remote places to people that, you know, normally wouldn't be able to get to a museum. And one of the displays in there is about tattooing. And it talks about world-famous tattoo artist. And when it starts talking about the American artist,
mm-hmm.
in their little display, it talks about me and it shows some pictures of not only my tattoo work, but of some of my other art as well.
Wow, that is terrific.
I thought that was just really great. So
yeah, that is terrific.
Yeah, I got work in that Australian Traveling Museum. I got a piece that's in the Smithsonian. Just all over the place.
That's great. I mean, you know, you are so blessed to be so talented, not only in doing the tattoo work, but also being as a painter.
Oh, yeah, I'm a painter. I'm also a writer and a poet, and I don't know if my feet don't show, even though they're long, fella.
So, you know, I would love for you to give out your information again, so just to make sure that the people have it, if
oh,
they didn't
mean,
catch it the first time.
Well, I thought everybody out there had a photographic memory. Okay. Well, let's start with the phone numbers first, okay? Get out your pens and papers, boys and girls, and get ready to write this down. My toll-free number is 877-BODYARTS. That's BDYARTS. And then you can reach me by my direct phone line, which is area code 620-331-5938. Or you can go to my main website, which is www.ubtattooed.com. That's U-B-T-A-T, the number 2-D.com. Or my MySpace page, myspace.com/ubtattooed, which again is U-B-T-A-T, the number 2-D. Or you can go to my Biker or Not page, which is bikerornot.com/UBTAT2D.
That's
there you go.
Great. I hope everyone got that. Also, you know, I have an interesting question for you.
Sure.
You know, you've done so many people for so long. I mean, have you come across any celebrities?
Oh, once or twice. This past weekend, I spent the weekend with Elvira. Does that count?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Wow, what a woman.
Yeah. Yep. And let's see. Me and my wife got to hang out with Elvira this past weekend, and we hung out with Kane Hodder, who is Jason from Friday the 13th movies.
Really?
Yeah, we hung out with Evella, who is a horror show host down in Arkansas, and she hosts, you know, the old-time classic horror movies down there on TV.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'll put in a plug for her. She's got a website, night-frights.com is her website, so, you know, people can go check that out. And let's see, we hung out with the female star of the Electric Acid Theater, who is Serana Rose, and she is the girlfriend, better half, whatever you want to call it, of the Enigma, who, if that name don't ring a bell with everybody, the description will. He is the man that is covered from head to toe in blue puzzle pieces. You might have seen him on the X-Files. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, yeah. He's very interesting looking.
Yep,
a little
and I
scary.
Actually, oh, he's the nicest guy you ever want to meet in
I
your
bet.
Entire life.
I bet.
And I actually got a tattoo on him this weekend.
Wow, really?
Yep, I got to fill in one of his puzzle pieces, and which was a lot of fun. We put a puzzle piece within a puzzle piece and stuck an eyeball in the center of it, and
wow,
he really loved
that's
it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Let's see, I have tattooed on the sound engineer for Blue Oyster Cult and Slaughter, Don Obenauer.
Wow.
Yeah, their chief sound engineer. I have also tattooed Jeff Blando, who is one of the lead guitarists for Slaughter. And even me and my wife even got to sing on stage with Slaughter during a concert down in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow, that is awesome.
Oh, yeah, we got to sing Up All Night, which was pretty awesome. I have tattooed on roadies for the Rolling Stones and didn't realize while I was tattooing on them that one of the people sitting in the room watching me was Keith Richards.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've run across a few celebrities in my time, to say the least.
Oh, that is really great. You know, that just makes it more interesting, you know.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's fun, you know. You get to tattoo on the celebrities, and you get to visit with them, and they're nice people. They're all, you know, they're just like you and I.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, and they're real nice people, like the Enigma. He looks scary, but folks, that's an act, okay? That is an act. This guy is highly intelligent, highly educated, and is funny, humorous, a deep thinker, and just flat out a nice guy. One of the nicest guys in the world. I mean, go to his website. He has his phone number, his own personal phone number, on his website. How many celebrities do that?
That's really not many.
Yeah. If any. TheEnigmaLive.com. And when you call that number, you're not getting his management company. That is his phone number.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's not many celebrities to do that. He's a hell of a nice guy. Don't let looks fool you, you know. You can't judge that book by its cover.
So that must have took a lot of hours to do on his body, because his whole body is covered, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, he actually holds a world record for having the most people tattoo on him all at the same time.
Oh, my God. I could just imagine how painful that could be.
Yeah, he had, he had 23 people all at the same time tattoo on him.
Wow.
So, you know, he's quite a guy. He's an interesting fellow, to say the least.
Yeah. Do you know if he has ever worked for the circus or anything?
Well, actually, his sideshow thing is called Electric Acid Theater, and before that, he was one of the founding members for the Jim Rose circus, which is sideshow acts. I mean, they have things like, I don't know if you know what a blockhead is. A blockhead is someone that can drive nails into their skull through their nose.
Wow.
Yeah. He swallows swords. He does a thing called the kiss of death with a chainsaw.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Oh, yeah. I hate to have him
for a boyfriend.
Well, he puts a chainsaw between him and Serana Rose, and they're blindfolded. They both have apples in their mouths. And they got a chainsaw going between them, and they slowly go towards the chainsaw, and the chainsaw cuts the two apples. It's a pretty awesome thing to see. Serana Rose electrocutes herself with 50,000 volts of electricity on stage.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
it's really entertaining.
Yeah, it's something you got to see to believe. It's pretty wild.
But yeah, I'm sure it is.
circus sideshow acts.
Well, you know, there is everything for everybody.
Yeah, and for him, I guess that's everything and everybody. You know, he even does one thing that will, you know, just absolutely gross out your listeners, but we're talking about this, so might as well tell you.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? He, he has a stomach pump, and he takes a bottle of Powerade and pumps it into his stomach.
What?
Yep. Blue Powerade pumps it right into his stomach.
Oh,
directly through the tube.
God.
He runs his tube in his nose and in, you know, down his esophagus and into his stomach, and he pumps the Powerade directly into his stomach. Now, that's pretty wild.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really wild?
But.
I'm feeling it as we're talking.
But. There's something even more wild than that.
Oh, what is that?
He uses a stomach pump to pull the Powerade back out of his stomach.
Okay.
And then his assistant drinks it.
Oh, how interesting.
Now, I guess you'd almost have to say that bile for bile, it's really a disgusting act.
Yeah, I would think so. I guess he's really close to his his partner there to do that.
Well, it's kind of the ultimate form of recycling, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you would call it.
Anyway. Yeah, we definitely meet some interesting people when we're out there on the road.
Yes, we definitely do. I'm looking forward to working with you in May.
Yeah, you're going to be at
Oklahoma. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, you'll be at Mayfit. That's in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, at Biker Park in May.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that.
That's always a good time there.
Yeah. I'd like to take a moment. We're going to be taking a caller. If anyone would like to speak to either the Gypsy about tattooing, have any questions, or if you have any personal things that you would like to ask me, if you have something on your mind you need answers with, please give me a call in. We'll try to help you in either question. First, I'd like to say that I do have a personal number for all those people who do need answers. You can call me at my toll-free number at any time at 1-800-225-7417. The call is free, and what you're doing is just paying for my services, which would be only $25 for 15 minutes. I will personally take this call, so it'll just be you and me talking, and I will surely help you out. Also, if you would like me to appear in any store promotions or events, you could email me at gypsy@aol.com. Again, my 1-800 line is 1-800-225-7417. And my email address is gypsy@aol.com. Now, if there's anyone out there that would like to call in, please do so. We're looking forward to hearing from any of you out there. In the meantime, I have to say it's been so much fun working with you.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy working with you, too. You're a good front person.
I mean, we just have a blast going everywhere. He's also my little tour guide. He shows me around wherever we go. He's very good at that. I thought that you were a park ranger at one time.
Oh, not a park ranger. I was actually studying forestry and wildlife management.
Wow, that's incredible because you know so much about these private parks that you've been taking me.
Yeah, and thing of it is that, you know, I'm kind of a nature buff. So I guess you'd say that's why I know about that stuff, you know. I'm gifted with a memory that's just sort of being photographic. So I remember a lot of things that I read and, you know, places that I go. And, you know, I got this artistic curiosity that, you know, just kind of makes me want to learn and know what my world's about.
I'm telling you, it's so great. I mean, when you took me to the Badlands, I mean, I was amazed, you know, coming from the East, never even seeing that. It was so wonderful to see, breathtaking, really. I think everybody should definitely see the Badlands as well as all the monuments all around in all the states. It's very important. History is very important to us. Keeps us going.
Oh yeah, without yesterday's we have no tomorrow, so.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Everybody has to keep dreaming and thinking positive.
That's right. That's right. You gotta understand, you know, where we come from to have a better grasp on where we're going. If you don't understand where we came from, you know, you're just kind of shooting around in the dark. You're not really going to understand where we're going to from here.
That's true. But, you know, we should learn from our mistakes.
A lot of people don't, though.
Yes, that is true.
You know, a lot of people don't learn. I mean, you know, we can see that in our own everyday government, you know. Mistakes are made every day in the government, and you think that they wouldn't repeat that mistake, but they turn around and they repeat it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I know. And the middle class has to suffer.
That's who suffers every time, you know.
All the time.
The rich aren't suffering.
No, I don't think they feel it as much as we do.
No, they definitely don't, that's for sure. But don't get me started on a political thing, which, as a matter of fact, can I put a plug in here right now? this is a good place for a plug on something I got going on. Monday night.
Uh-huh.
This upcoming Monday night on November 3rd, we are going to be having an open forum on another one of my sites, which is blogtalkradio.com/UBTAT2D. It's going to be a political open forum, and anyone's welcome to call in and talk about anything politics. The only thing that we won't tolerate, like I said, it's going to be an open forum, but we won't tolerate personal attacks, and we want everybody to stay on subject.
Right.
So that's going on this Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Anybody that would be interested in taking part in an open forum talking about politics the day before the most important election in American history. Can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/UBTAT2D. So there, I put in my plug.
Oh, great.
Anyway.
It's always good to have those listeners. You know, it's always great to hear what they have to say and feel as well.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I guess we're waiting for some callers to call in, and until then, I'd like to advertise again my personal number for those who need answers or those who are thinking about certain things and not sure. You can give me a call at 1-800-225-7417. Again, it's only $25 for 15 minutes. And if you'd like to go longer, you may certainly do. Or if you'd like to have me do a store promotion or work at a corporate event, you could always reach me at GYPSYSPEL, the letter 4, YOU at AOL.com. You know, it's so interesting, the people that you meet from all over. Like in everything, the Gypsy, you have good people, you have warm people, you have cold people, but all in all, we all are the same. We all have to live together.
This is true. This is true, you know, and what's really kind of sad, to me anyway, is that we still, in this quote-unquote enlightened age that we live in, still categorize people.
Yeah.
And as long as we keep categorizing people, nobody's going to live in peace, you know?
Yes, I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, but we all live here, and, you know, it's always nice to help out those who are less fortunate.
That's right.
And that includes animals as well. You know, I always adopt animals that are shipped from the shelter.
All of our animals are rescue animals.
Yes.
We have three dogs and two cats and a fish, and you know, they're all family.
Yeah, it is. It's true how close you can get with your animal, especially when they look forward to seeing you come home every day.
Yeah, they always make you feel good. You know, they're just you know, your animals are your family. That's all there is to it.
Right. Sometimes they're better than people, I think.
Well, I tell you what, they talk a lot less than people. They never argue with you. They're always glad to see you.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'll lay at your feet and behave themselves. They'll play with you when you want them to play with you. They'll leave you alone when you want them to leave you alone.
That's
you know?
True. That's true.
And when you grow tired of them, you can stick them outside and they don't get offended. You can kick them right out of the house and they won't get offended over it.
So, you know, Gypsy, out of all the places that you've been at, and I'm sure you've been so many places throughout the United States, what's your favorite state to be in?
I don't know, state of confusion. let's see, my favorite state to be in. Boy, that's a toughie, man, because I like all, there's something, you know, there's something about every state that's really great. I mean, if you go to any state and you can't find something that's great about that state, you must be in Nebraska. I mean, no, I meant... I'm kidding. Anybody from Nebraska that's listening, I'm just kidding. I'm in Iowa. Anyway. No, there's something great about all states. I like the Lowe's Hills of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Platte River Valley in Nebraska. There's not a part of Kansas I don't love. I love the desert of far west Texas. It's just the mountains of Arkansas. I mean,
it's all beautiful.
It's all good, yeah. I mean, I would hate to say I like this one better than that one or that one better than this one, you know. It's just... there's something in every state that gives it a redeeming value. I don't care what the state is, you know?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't until I really started to travel all over the United States doing different events that I realized how beautiful this country is. I mean, we have the most beautiful land, the most beautiful monuments, you know, interesting people. I mean, I really was blessed to be able to go to all these different places and experience all these beautiful things.
I'll tell you right now that as Americans,
mm-hmm.
we become spoiled, okay? We totally... gripe constantly about this, that, and the other, you know. We're never happy. We're never satisfied. But yet we live in the greatest country on earth. We don't want, we don't need, okay?
Right.
We have all these wonderful services, all these nice houses, you know. People, that's why people resent us around the world. It's because they see all the wonderful things we have, whether it be the beautiful country that we live in, or, you know, the safety and security that we truly do have in this country.
Uh-huh.
And they see that we really don't want for anything, but yet we sit and we complain constantly. You know? And,
oh, yeah.
You know, Americans need to just open up their eyes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely have something really precious here, you know?
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
It'd be great if we could stay green, as they say.
Exactly. You know, people just gotta, I don't know, they just gotta use their brains and quit complaining so much, you know, and open up their eyes and see exactly what this world has to offer.
No, yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, when I saw Mount Rushmore, you know, I cried.
Yeah, I remember that.
I couldn't believe how beautiful it was. I mean, you see it in the pictures of the magazines, but when you're standing right there in front of it, it's like a whole different feeling. You know, you look up and you go, wow, how impressive. And all these people that put in all that hard work to make it, you know, to last forever, it's really, truly beautiful.
It's a gorgeous place. I mean, it's breathtaking. It's awe-inspiring, you know. But do you know what's more beautiful than that?
What?
The natural mountains up there, like the Needles and, you know, that's a man-made mountain.
Oh, yes, the Needles,
you know,
right.
But the mountains that God made,
uh-huh.
to me, they're even more beautiful than Rushmore is.
Wow.
Yeah. So So a little philosophical stuff there for you late at night. Anyway, well, listen, you know what?
What?
I think it's probably about time for me to be heading out.
Okay, well, it's good to have you, and it's good to see you again, and thank you so much for coming.
No problem. I'll stick around longer, but I have some other appointments that I have to keep. Can I yell at everybody and tell them one more time how they can get a hold of me?
Oh, sure.
Okay, if you want to get a hold of me, and remember, we do work by appointment in my studio. It's a good idea to have an appointment. You can call my direct numbers at 877-BODYARTS. That's 877-BDYARTS. Or you can call directly to the studio to 620-331-5938. You can also reach me through my websites, www.ubtat2d.com, or my MySpace page at myspace.com/ubtat2d, ubtattooed, or through my Biker or Not page, which is bikerornot.com/ubtat2d. I need to remind everybody that this Monday night, November 3rd, from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, we are having a political open forum. Anybody's invited to come, to call in and contribute on my site at blogtalkradio.com/ubtat2d. So if you can't remember all that, just ask Gypsy. She'll tell you. Hey,
yes,
before I post it. Before I walk out the door, I got a question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Okay. Am I going to make lots of money in the near future?
I definitely see it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it because I'm not making any right now. People, give me a call and come get a tattoo, for God's sake.
They will.
Thank you so very much for having me on your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. And I guess I will talk to you later. You take care now.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm being waved at. Hold on a second. Oh, my lovely wife Debbie's waving bye to you, so.
Give her my best.
I sure will. And you take care and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was very nice of Gypsy to stop by. I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been doing fortune-telling now for about 30 years. And I've seen a lot of people that are going through certain crises right now because of the way things are. And I just want to say, you know, you stay strong and believe that things are going to get better and stay positive because that's what's going to get you through this. Hard times are always the rough times and we all have to stay positive to get rid of the negative. It's important to always believe that you can get what you want even through bad times. So if you're afraid to move on to a job because of the money situation or, you know, the part where, you know, you want to leave your job but you're afraid, I would say definitely go out there and try for it. I think we have a caller I'd like to take. Who's calling, please?
My name is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
From Buffalo, New York. Hello, Gypsy.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I was listening to your station here, and then I looked at your website a little bit, so I will be giving you a call in the future there for some answers, but I thought maybe you could give me some insight on a job.
Oh, okay.
I've been unemployed for almost a year now. I actually went to school. To finish my education, and I graduated with an associate's degree, which I'm going back to get my bachelor's and master's, but I haven't found a job yet, and my unemployment runs out in December, so I'm just hoping I find something soon. And I was wondering if you could give me some positive energy or some insight to make me see my direction in a clear way.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, I feel that you have a lot more talent that you can make money with. Like, I would definitely keep searching and sending your resume out to those places that you feel that, you know, would make you good enough money to get you where you want to be.
Okay?
I
deserve that.
Yes. I mean, you can't give up your dream, even though it's hard times. You have to stay in there and stay on the direction that you want to go in.
Okay.
What exactly do you do?
Well, I've been doing hair for 21 years. I'm mm-hmm. 39 years old. I'm tired of the beauty industry. I don't like being on my feet as much. You know, it's a lot of, hours on your feet, and
right.
it's too much anymore. So I went back to school to finish psychology. I like counseling. I'm constantly counseling people. People constantly coming to me looking for answers and direction. And
right.
That's the field that I'm going to stay in, you know.
And that's your passion.
Yes.
Well, you know, there are a lot of agencies out there, such as drug agencies, as well as alcohol. Everybody needs counseling there.
I just applied to Child and Family Services, so I'm hoping that.
Oh, that's great.
There.
That mm-hmm. is great. You know, I feel like that's the direction you're going to hear from.
I hope so. I'm sending out my resume tomorrow.
That is great, and I will be praying for you. I really feel that if you send out more than one to various places that is close to you, I feel that within a month you're going to hear something.
Okay.
You know, because there's a lot of people out there that need help. And honestly, there's not enough people to help them.
Right.
You know, and...
Well, I'm a single mother. I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And I'm struggling right now, and my unemployment runs out in December, and I'm just getting a little scared, so...
I understand, but you know, also, what sign are you, man?
What sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Pisces. I'm March 5th.
Oh, Pisces. That's great. That's a great sign. You know, that's a very strong sign.
Yeah, my sun sign is, my ascendant is Capricorn.
Wow, so you are really strong. You know, I would also look into, you know, you're kind of like a people person. I could tell that you really enjoy people. And, you know, I would do something also that you can do from the home in the meantime.
Okay.
Like your own little business that you can do from the home. Like maybe, because I'm sure you know a lot of people, right?
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people.
So I'm sure that through that people, you could possibly hold like maybe little parties, like maybe selling Mary Kay or around that area, just to make some extra money from the home while you're waiting to get hired to a place that you really want to deal with.
Right.
You know, so that way you're not just doing nothing, you're doing something.
Okay.
You know, and it's from the home, you'll be able to be more, you know, be more there with your child, which I'm sure is going through a rough time being 14, right?
Oh, I know.
I mean, you wake up and you don't know who they are.
I'm pretty blessed, though. She's pretty good.
That's great. That is
That
is wonderful. And, you know, if you do something like that, because you know a lot of people, you'll be making money. And it won't be so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And who knows? You could develop it so much, you know, but if... But I do see also that you're going to get a job within a month. So, you know, you could have the best of both worlds.
Well, that would be nice.
You know, and it wouldn't be so bad. And also,
back to school in January to finish my bachelor's and going to my master's of mental health counseling.
Yes, that's very important. And there's a lot of schools, too, that don't have enough people, you know, to guide the students, you know?
Right.
So you might want to check into something like that as far as schools.
I'm always guiding people. It's when I need something, no one's ever there, but I'm used to it.
Well, you know, it makes you strong, you know? And you know, it makes you more in tune with what you really want to do.
Right.
But everybody, you know, gets foggy eyes, and they can't really see sometimes. Sometimes they lose their path, or sometimes the path is foggy, and they just need someone to kind of, like, enlighten them on the direction.
Right.
And that's basically what I'm here for. You know, I'm here to help a person or anyone who needs whatever guidance, you know, I could help them with, you know.
I know, even in my relationship, I need help there too.
Okay. And what sign is your loved one?
The man that I really care about is, he's June 22nd.
June 22nd, and that is a Cancer.
A Cancer, yeah.
Well, you know, you have a lot in common, right?
Mm-hmm.
You both love the home, and you both love to go out and have a good time, right?
Oh, yeah.
I
haven't met him per se yet. He's in Oregon. I'm in Buffalo, New York, but hopefully one day.
Oh, okay. And,
how did you guys meet?
Actually,
on a single thing. I talk on webcam, and I do texting, and we do Yahoo chat. So.
Oh, that's great.
He sends me a lot of pictures. I send him a lot of pictures, but I don't know. Something.
Well,
I don't know what it is, but it's there.
There's a chemistry there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, give it a little time. You know, you never know. If the chemistry is there, then definitely, you know, I see you at least meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, you never know. You feel the same way that you do on the phone or text messaging. I'm sure that things will get really better for you in that direction, too. Because you have so much in common.
Yeah, he's amazing. He doesn't think he's amazing, but to me, he is. So.
Well, I know that being an astrologer, I know that Cancers are they love their home, but they love excitement too. Their main thing is security. It's important that their families have security. So that's very important in a man. And they're basically very loyal to the ones that they really love. And I know that, Pisces women are very encouraging, very good with money. Am I right?
Yeah.
And that they're very loyal to the ones that they care about. There's nothing they wouldn't do.
Oh yeah, right? He doesn't know how I can love him when I've never met him, but. I don't know.
Well, he seems like he would be a very intelligent man because I think that's what you're really attracted to, you know, someone who's smart and is sensitive. And I think you found that.
Yeah, I did.
You know.
Just a matter of time, I think, you know.
Uh-huh.
Job, but, love life, finances.
Well, you know, that, you know. Finances will always be as long as you're alive, you know. So that's never going to go away. Love, well, you know, if you're lucky to find love, then you are very blessed. And it's very hard to find love. Sometimes we make mistakes a couple of times, but sometimes we don't, and sometimes we find it right away. Who knows? But it's out there, and everybody needs love, because that's what keeps us going and keeps us feeling good and energetic and young. You know, without that, what do we have?
Absolutely. It's important to me. You know, it really is. It's something I need, but I just want the right thing, you know, the right one.
Yeah, well, it takes time. And you really got to get to know the person, I think, before going to that step of commitment.
Yeah, and I've been talking to him for like a year now.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know a lot about him.
That is really good, and I could tell that you're very in tune with people as well. So you would really know, you know, whether they're phony or fake, or, you know, if they're saying what they truly mean. I know that you could pick that up pretty clearly, right?
Yeah, I really can, because I probably wouldn't have stayed as long if I didn't.
So do you have any plans to meet one day in the next year?
I hope so. I'm trying to get myself together and hopefully find a job and, you know, get myself in order before I do that. But, yeah, I hope so.
Okay, because, you know, I'm kind of feeling by talking to you that I see you getting together next year, I would say around this time of the year.
That would be great.
You know?
If you wait for me that long.
Well, you know, sometimes it's worth waiting for.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, but, you know, there are people that are worth waiting for, and then there's people that you're not. But it seems like you got a good thing, and that it
goes.
Yeah,
I can't let it go. He keeps on coming back, so.
Well, there you go. There you go. And I'm sure I don't blame him. He's got a good woman, you know?
Yeah, I'm not to be, you know, conceited, but yeah, I am a good woman, good-hearted.
That's, see? That's terrific. Well, I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you for answering my questions, and I will be calling you in the future there and getting a reading from you.
Oh, that would be great. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
And I'll send, I just sent my girlfriend the number to give you a call, so she will be calling you too.
Oh, that'll be great. Well, thank you, and I hope you tune in next week.
I will.
As well. We're going to have a special guest on our show. He's a very talented upcoming artist. His name is Sean Vallis. He studied in Spain art, and also he's painted most of Italy. So I'm looking forward to having him on the show next week. And also I'd like to thank all of you for being and listening to my show. This is my first time airing, and I'm very happy to have all these listeners. So I hope that you all have a safe and wonderful night and sweet dreams and good night.